You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clutch to fire.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Fuck all of you. All right, what's up? We're back with me. I'm back. We had to do an emergency YKWD.
Yeah. Scrambling.
I'm supposed to be on vacation. I'm supposed to be on vacation for all of August.
Jeez.
I had to take the... Yeah, I took August off.
Whole month?
The whole month, but I had to do the first week. We had to do the last promo for the show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. So after that, I was fucking off. I was supposed to do shit. I had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, no shows. All day off.
Wow.
What do you do with yourself?
I'm just writing. I'm writing something.
I don't buy it.
Yeah. They're not going to either. But, and then I forgot all about it. Mm-hmm. All about. We have some new sponsors, and we need to do live shows with moi. So I had to come in and do an emergency podcast. So I want to thank you three motherfuckers for coming in last minute.
Woo, woo, woo.
Emergency.
I live a block away.
What's that? You live a block away.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through. Introduce everybody.
All righty, we have the new tan and jacked Aaron Berg.
Not new. Woo. That's what he is all the time.
Yeah.
He's fucking tan.
Tan. He's yeah. No, he's not. He's been pretty tan now, yeah. He came back from Bahamas.
Bahamas,
so.
Yeah. Bahamas does it.
Wow.
I can't tell if you look good or look like shit.
Look, my head's peeling, and I didn't shave it, because if I shave it, it'll look more like it's peeling. So I feel like I look like shit.
Why don't you shoot some of that oil in there, some of that fucking, and be like those really muscular guys.
I'm thinking about it right now.
Get some of that fucking, what is it, essential oils?
I want some testosterone. And
really?
Just inject it into my shoulders. That's what I'd like to do.
You look good, man. How's Thanks. Your cock holding up through all these steroids?
Oh, it's working again.
Hey! Hey!
All right. Okay. No dick pills.
Wow. Oh, unlike you.
Yeah. Work every night.
No, buddy. It's a joke.
I get it.
I get it.
You're ripped.
I get it. I had a day off. But, it's working. No dick pills. And I was a big advocate of dick pills for a while.
Really?
Viagra, Levitra, and now no dick pills. It's
really?
Just working normal again.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's huge.
What's the secret?
I think it's dealing with the fact that I go to steam rooms and I bang dudes, and then you're like, hey, I can't see that it's a man because all the steam.
Wiping shit under his nose when he's about to come.
Yeah. I Hitler stashed myself.
Because
monogamy. I accept monogamy now and embrace it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm.
You can't do that.
No, I have a thing where I can't get it up if I like the girl.
That's actually called having a girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah, it bugs me. Like, I'll cheat on her. I'm rock hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then with her, I'm like, and I like her.
Yeah. That's because you have respect for her and you don't want to do degrading shit to her.
I think you're right.
You have
exactly
a girlfriend?
What it is.
No, I've had girlfriends before, and it always happens. Then we break up because I'm not getting
a boner.
With
you have a wife and a kid.
How do you do it?
Your dick does it. It goes back inside.
Yeah, exactly.
You still fuck with no pills, but less, right?
Buddy, I have a kid. When you have a kid, you don't fuck.
When's the last time you had sex?
Yeah. I'm not talking about it.
Come on.
That's how long it's been.
Come on.
Wow. Make a day. Pick a day.
A month.
I'm going to say 3 months.
I'm going to say 4.5 months.
I'll go 6.
I'll go 2 weeks.
I'm going to say a full year it's been.
Wow, you fucking little Indians are always on the money.
A year.
No. I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Oh,
what is this, CNN?
We got a series on that one.
What am I doing, HuffPo?
You look more like my aunt every day. I don't know. So how long?
So, It's been probably 3 months. Been-
Holy oh. shit.
Wow. That's-
you don't
I
get
said
angry?
Three months.
Does
I said
she,
that.
Does she get angry?
She's angry, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, okay? When you have a kid, first of all, I'm on the road. So I'm a gone. I'm a gone. You got to cut a lot of those days
yeah,
out because I'm gone.
6 days out of 30, right?
No. what am I, fucking Luis Gomez? No, I work. I'm probably gone Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, you take a bunch of those days out. But then when I come home, you know, with the kid, she's a stay-at-home mom. We don't have a fucking nanny.
Oh,
or,
wow.
So she's with the kid all fucking day. He can, you know, drops him off at camp and then picks him up.
Yeah.
And then at night, dinner, play, blah, blah, around 8 o'clock, he starts to wind him down and go to bed. He goes to bed. She's got to go in and read a story to him. She's been up since 7:30.
Yeah. Ooh.
No nap, all day, running around with a 3-year-old. So a lot of times she falls asleep in bed with him.
Yeah.
And then drags herself to the other bed. I'm fucking tired, too, because I'm not the guy who sleeps till noon. Yeah. I wake up at around 8 or so. He comes in and wakes me up, so I'm up all day, no nap, whatever the fuck I'm doing, shows, podcasting, or whatever the fuck I'm doing. So I'm exhausted, too. The last thing in the world you want to do when you get home is fucking play with a clit
right.
for 20 minutes or fucking, you know, get my stinky, sweaty fucking, you know, Westchester cock sucked. I got to go take a shower because I don't want to fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you come back in. But it's wrong. I'm just going to say that. It's wrong. It's a lot of couples do it. It happens.
Yeah.
But it's wrong.
Yeah.
We should be fucking. You should force fuck.
Yeah.
Force fuck.
Yeah, well.
All right, keep, rape.
Keeps oh.
I know people watching this thought I said horse fuck.
No.
Because they have a side
the,
view of me.
All the UCB people agree with you on it.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go back to that. Mark Norman is here.
I forgot we were still doing intros.
Mark Norman, introduce him. You introduce him. Sorry.
We have Mark Norman here, everybody.
Hey. Good to be here.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me. Been on the road so much. It's nice to be in the city for a minute.
Good for you, man. Good to have you back.
Thank you. I love it here.
How was the... did we talk to you? We didn't talk to you about the roast battle on your...
No. Whoa.
Well, what...
Yeah, we can talk about it. I felt like I didn't do as good as I could have done. I got in my own head and...
What'd you get in your own head about?
Just, It's I like the roast. Have you been to the stand? You've been to the stand. How they do it?
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, I like how they do it because I feel like it's more of a community. You can make some inside jokes, some personal stuff, and here it's just got to be broad. And like at one point he called me an Uber driver. I'm like, but I'm not.
Yeah.
That's not. It's a false premise. Like at the stand, I feel like that would bomb. You know.
Yeah.
But this is you got to play to the crowd, and that fucked me a little bit. And right. also he got.
What
to,
is it? Well, yeah. What is
I had to go first twice, but that's a whole other.
Yeah,
thing.
We heard about that.
Yeah.
Made you, and that's just like some fucking thing that Jeff was like, oops.
Yeah, and later he apologized.
Some fucking I smoked too much weed. What'd you say?
Some fucking like, hey, this kid opens for me. I like him.
Oh, Tony does.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Controversy.
Well, I think they're closer. He's closer to Jeff than I am to Jeff. So
it was on purpose. You think it was on purpose?
I mean, it was clearly like you go first again. I was like, why? And even Brian Moses was like, why? And he's like, I just like you going first. Like,
ooh.
Well, at least hide it a little, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Give a fake reason.
Yeah, so that,
you,
that
did
hurts.
You lose?
Yeah, I said a joke, and then he had a rebuttal, and you can't really beat a rebuttal, you know? His rebuttal was, you know, it was... It hit hard.
You're not like Tony?
Says you.
I don't know him. I don't know Tony. So it
That's
was another thing.
People,
you're writing a
most
guy,
people,
guy you don't know.
Yeah, most people like you seem like you guys really didn't like each other.
Well, first of all, I don't know how far we want to dig into this, but apparently nobody likes this kid. I got like 18 emails saying like, I hate that motherfucker. You got to beat him. You got to beat him. Nobody likes him. And I was like,
first
I didn't even
all,
know these people.
Can I just say something? My 18 emails is not... You know, they sound like Luis Gomez. Dude, my podcast off the chain. I got 18 people said,
no, random people I don't know are hitting me up. Like,
18 emails,
this
fuck
guy.
This guy. That seems like a lot to
that,
me.
Well, that, it seems like a lot, but it's really not.
I'm not 18 about, comic emails?
Had, yeah, from other comedians. Not comments.
Oh,
other comedians who live in L.A. and know him.
I don't know. I've met him one time. He was nice to me.
You let 18 people down, Mark.
I know. That's like I got in my head. I felt like
name
I had to
names.
Wait. I had to
Give
wait.
Me one really? Name. Give me one name.
Deepu. No. that guy. No, he seems like a pleasant, nice enough guy. I don't really know him that well. We've never really hung out.
All right. Well, but you didn't. There, you didn't like backstage. Was it weird?
Not at all. We chatted. We hung out at backstage, and I was.
They
fine.
Fucked his girlfriend. You know, normal stuff.
Right. I think he's. I don't think he's. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't really know the guy, but he comes across as a little, maybe a little cunty, but that's his thing. I don't think it's a. I don't think it's a like he it doesn't like you. I would imagine
right.
you know because he's friends with a lot of people too that I know.
Yeah,
that I'm friendly with. So if you're friends with people that I'm friends with, you. You can't be a total asshole because right. that means I must be a fucking asshole, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird, but
you're right. I think it's his thing, and then yeah, it's like Jezelnik. He's not actually yes. a dick, you know.
Yeah, he's just, Jezelnik's a good guy, but that's his thing.
That's
he's
his
kind
thing.
Of a dick.
Yeah. Right, right.
That's such a weird thing. Did that be your thing?
Eh, it's funny. Being a dick is funny.
Being that tone or that character or that type. You know, look, you're probably enhancing it a little bit for stage or in your jokes.
Right.
But, right.
You know, it's kind of funny. I saw him at JFL. He was fine. He made me laugh a little bit.
Who's Jezelnik?
No, the Hinchcliffe guy.
Oh.
I mean, Jezelnik's hilarious.
He's so quick.
Yeah. Jezelnik's fast as a motherfucker.
One of the best.
I mean, I he came to the table one night and started smashing me. And I wanted to choke him. That, you know, you know when a guy gets you to where you want violence, you're like, I'm gonna fucking choke you.
And he hits that core. You're like, oh, I thought that too. Shit.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. About your mom.
Right. Right. He's like,
mom.
Oh yeah, exactly. But he finds those things that you were insecure about, and he pulls them out of you. He's great.
Yeah, he is great. And then we got fucking Jesus Christ. This good-looking kid. Where'd you find this twink?
Roaming around the village.
Did you fucking go to Staten Island? Was he fucking hanging on a bridge with all his friends?
I'm from Queens.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Whoa,
you look like the guy who would play Scopo in the movie. Like the better version.
Yeah. The grizzly pear days were tough. Hanging outside.
I was over at the lantern freezing, barking people in.
Right.
And then Kelly Festuca called me up and says she couldn't make it.
I got the opportunity. The opportunity of a lifetime.
All I had to do was take enough from Luis Gomez, Joe Les, and Dan Soda.
So I called
Next
my
thing
mom.
You know, I'm driving Bobby Kelly all around the city. I made it. I hit.
This is actually spot on. Jeez.
I was about to get the whole podcast. Then Deepu stepped in.
I was just about to sell my ass on Craigslist.
Matt Pavich, everybody.
That's
Matt,
me. Hello. Yeah. How are
Matt
you?
Matt Pavich. Are you Italian? Jewish, what are you?
My father is Croatian and my mom is Italian and Haitian.
Oh, there was rape involved.
There
That's
was
a
rape
spicy
involved.
Shit.
Yeah.
What's
spicy little meatball.
So you look, full fucking on Ginzo.
I get Jewish a lot.
You get Jewish?
Yeah.
I'd say Italian.
I get everything. I'm like an everything bagel.
Do you know that Lauren likes a nice, good-looking guy with a big nose? You
Buddy,
know
I sure did audition. So, fingers crossed.
This cocksucker walks up. He's so confident. He walked right up to me and Dave. Hello. How are you? I'm Matt. I'm on your show today. And then, I go, Jesus Christ. And you get a lot of confidence.
Yeah. He's getting a lot of shit, yeah.
What do you mean he's getting a lot of shit?
Yeah,
what do you got going on?
I'm on MTV show.
Right?
I'm on New York's Funniest.
New York's. How can you be on New York's Funniest?
Won. He won it.
Won it.
You won it?
Yeah.
This
what the fuck
this
is that?
Part of the prize.
Shouldn't Louis C.K. win that?
Every year, yes.
Yeah, isn't there a list in front of him before?
Good point.
No offense. But
no, I'd say it sounds sarcastic.
David Tell might fucking be on that list.
Give him
it
run
sounds
for
super
his
sarcastic when people bring me up like that. This is New York's Funniest. It's like, no, I'm not.
Well, who did that competition?
A bunch of people. The people in the finals.
No, who ran it?
Caroline's for the festival.
It's a good alumni. Won it.
Hey, yeah. Mark won it.
Soder won it.
Soder won it.
Jay won it.
Jay won it.
Joe List.
No.
Joe List didn't win it.
No.
Sam Morrell.
You're just naming guys.
You're just naming that group.
Huh. Gomez can't even get AIDS.
Boom.
Damn.
Oh,
AIDS hey-o. Kills. All right.
No, not here, apparently. I was bombed with it. All right. Well, that's a pretty fucking. I'm eating a banana on because I got an email from somebody.
Do you have a banana on your shirt, by the way?
The gorillas escaped the zoo.
I'm eating because I got a fucking.
It's a delay. Bobby looked angry about it, and then everybody else wasn't sure.
When I actually laugh, it's actually silent. I'm just
I liked it.
That was good.
I got a big email from somebody or a text. Some type of. Dude, you gotta stop eating. It is the most. I'm ruining this guy's life.
Yeah.
By eating on a microphone. I'm ruined. Like, he is a fan, loves the show, but he's done.
Some people have a condition like that really blows their minds.
Yeah, well, go see somebody.
Yeah.
Don't don't make me fucking do the exact show you need. Sometimes I get peckish. And I need a banana or something.
You don't always eat, though.
Huh?
You don't always eat, though.
Thank you. That's why I fucking love you, because you stick up for me.
I will.
I will say, I heard a pilot on the loudspeaker eating, and that kind of threw me.
Ew.
And he was like, all right, we're going to pull it up to...
I'm sure he wasn't
seven
head.
Knots. He might have been given
giving
it.
Head.
Yeah. But I was like, what are you eating up there? You're a pilot. And it kind of freaked me out.
Well, I want to talk about this film that's coming out. It's called Don't Think Twice.
Oh, yeah.
From writer-director, comedian Mike Birbiglia and Ira Glass, the creator of American This American Life, comes this new comedy, Don't Think Twice. This is the second collaboration between these two guys. Mike and Ira has his successful directorial debut, Sleepwalk With Me, the critically acclaimed... show that they had, a movie they had. It's as soon as you watch this trailer, as soon as it opens up, you start to giggle, and as a comedian too, you're immediately, there's something about it. You're like, oh, this is going to be good. You know when you see a trailer and you're like, this is going to be good, especially a comedy, because you can tell if it sucks right away, or you tell if it's going to be good. And this one's going to be good. Actually, it's got 99% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Jesus Christ.
I've never heard of that.
Check this out. It's crazy, right? 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. A New York Times critic pick, Michael Phillips of the Chicago Tribune calls it one of the best movies of the year. Fandango raves it's a perfect movie about the cost of chasing dreams. EW calls it a love letter to improv. Don't say nothing. And Mark Olson of the Los Angeles Times calls it unexpectedly moving. The Village Voice says it's the funniest comedy of the summer. All-star cast includes Keegan-Michael Key.
He's good.
Real good.
Real good.
From Key and Peele.
I can't fucking tell you how amazing he is.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he fucking makes me laugh,
he
that guy.
He brings it.
Jillian Jacobs, Mike Birbiglia, Chris Gethard, Kate
Micucci,
and Sam, Tammy, what is it, Sayer?
I don't know.
Right there, read that. Oh, shit. I'm actually going to play the clip of this movie.
Tammy Sager.
Sager, yeah.
Sager.
You know what? I think why it I can relate to it right out of the gate, and you can watch this, because we're all trying to do this. We all have a fucking dream. We all have this thing that we're trying to get, but we don't know what it is. We have no idea. You don't know what it is. You don't know if it's a movie, or if it's a TV show, if it's an hour special, if it's selling out, if it's fame, if it's the garden, if it's just a comedy club or a small theater. You don't know what the fuck. You know that you want to reach as many people as you can with what you do. And this movie kind of is all about that.
Nice.
So let's play this clip right now. If you're watching this, you get to see it. If you're listening to it, go right now. You can go to YouTube or go to if you have your iPhone, and it's called Don't Think Twice. And it's I can't wait to see this movie. It looks great. Let's watch this trailer right now.
5 minutes, guys.
5 minutes, guys.
Why am I Japanese?
Remember when you said, "Please tell me when I'm racist"?
Yeah,
it's one of those
thanks. Thank you.
Improv, an art form unto itself.
The most important thing is don't think.
You don't think, you don't memorize.
You don't get paid. It's
so true, but isn't that kind of fun, dude?
Are you working right now? Are you applying for anything?
Unemployment?
Hummus and chips? Hummus and chips?
You pick one person, you say the first thing about them that comes to your mind. Connor, go!
You're fat.
You're dangerous.
You're a little slow.
This game hurts my feelings.
It's the great paradox of Weekend Live is, was it good?
You should not have said that in your audition. I think that's
right. I called Hugh Finn. He's bringing producers from Weekend Live.
Hey, Jack, don't pull some showboat.
What are you talking about?
You know you always do that. Anyone from the industry shows up, you turn into a one-man audition team.
This is a new program we're working on right now called Cabs for Dance. But my critics like to call it Obamacare.
Okay. We will be there.
Hey, we're auditioning on Thursday for Weekend Live.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
I auditioned for the show in 2003. I was inches. I can't take it anymore. I gotta focus on me. I'm gonna get the job at Weekend Live.
So I was thinking about doing General Rollins as an umpire.
Okay.
You're out.
My name is Liam Neeson. If it's money that you're looking for, I've got none. I've used all of it. The last six times my daughter was taken.
I don't accept that as improv.
I like my life how it is right now.
You can't do improv forever, okay? It ends.
Your 20s are all about hope, and then your 30s are all about realizing how dumb it was to hope.
This is my room.
Where you going?
Like 40.
I just turned 36.
Everybody agreed.
Being a professor,
you've got to go.
All right.
That looks good.
Looks really good.
That heart. Cute.
It really does. It looks fucking great.
I wonder what Weekend Live is.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's like SNL.
Yeah.
What?
I swear.
Oh,
crazy.
Now that makes more sense to me.
I was thinking Mad TV.
Me too. Well,
because if you look at that movie, though, we can all sit here and pick who that guy is, who that girl is.
Right. Oh, right.
You know,
yeah.
Dan Soder's fucking, you know, the one who's going to get everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I mean, and that happens. I mean, you got these... You got these
people. Do you ever think about guys you came up with that kind of moved on from comedy?
I mean, all of them? Oh, moved on from comedy.
Yeah. Or beyond you. I don't know what you...
Well, I tell you, when we first... I started an improv group back in Boston called Al and the Monkeys. Huh. And they had a little guy in it called Dane Cook. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I remember we were doing shows. I would book these shows for a couple of years. I was the manager slash... I would book them. I'd set everything up. I'd make the flyers, and we rehearsed like 4 days a week for 3 hours a day. We really worked our fucking asses off, and we got to the point where we were headlining. We'd go in and we'd all do 10 minutes of stand-up, and then we'd do an hour of this improv. And we would kill everywhere we went. We were making money, we were getting known, and then we all went to New York, and Dane booked a Sprite commercial or something. And then he went and he did something. Somebody saw Al the Monkey's tape and saw Dane. And then Dane came to New York. I think it was Jason Steinberg. And when he was working for Barry Katz. And he had him come in and do a show. Tried to bury him. Tried to bury him on a show.
Who did he put on before?
Everybody. Everybody. Chappelle, Moore, all those guys.
Yeah.
Brewer. Tried to bury him. And he didn't. Dane just annihilated at the end.
Nice.
And then I remember we had a gig. We were at IHOP, and we had a gig, and I was like, "All right, man." He's like, "Listen, guys, I can't do it. I got my own gig." And our gig was for $500.
Yeah.
Back then, that was a lot. Yeah. And he goes, "Yeah, my gig's for $500," and it's like, I was like, ah, shit.
Should have made a movie. Should have made the movie.
Yeah, I know. I think this is... No, I'm kidding. but yeah, he was like... that was it. I was like, we should call it now. Because if you're getting a $500 gig now, there's no way you... Why would you fucking ever come back to this?
Yeah.
Right.
And we broke up that night. It was the end of fucking...
Were you angry or were you very level-headed and civil? Were you like, guys,
The thing is, man, how... Okay, your friend gets success.
Yeah.
Gets what you want. What do?
But that's how people work.
Yeah.
They make fun of rich people. They're all trying to get rich.
Yeah.
But what do?
As you get older, you get happy for them, and you know that everybody moves at their own level, and there'll always be someone ahead of you and somebody below you.
Yeah, but
did your wife give you that pep talk?
No, but that's what I've learned from,
that's what you told
from
his
an
dick.
Older guy. There's always people ahead of you. There's always people behind you.
But I think, that's, what can you do? He did the right thing. You're trying to be successful. He made it. Let him go.
Yeah.
And then you work on your own shit.
Who else was in it?
Al Del Benny. He's actually doing... He moved to Australia, Melbourne, and he's out there fucking, I don't know what he's doing. Damn. I guess he's doing comedy, but
banging for Stuka.
Oof. Yeah, it's weird. And the other guy in the group, it just works. He went back to school and became like an architect or some shit. He's making about like three homes and got his mother out of the projects and like, you know, he's probably.
Was he the monkey of the black?
No, we were the monkeys. But
they were
all
monkeys.
Yeah, it seems like a great movie.
It does. It's weird with improv, though. It seems like there really is only that one goal of Weekend Live.
And not getting caught raping.
Right.
Yeah. Well, there's Weekend Live, there's Mad TV, there's Funny or Die, there's
Mad TV's
MTV.
Back.
Is it?
What?
There's
all kinds of outlets.
CW has Mad TV.
Like new.
Yeah. They reboot.
I want to go on
that. Canceled.
No.
They're coming back.
Back. It's actually back. Yeah,
that's great.
But I think improv is comedy acting.
Yeah.
More so that's where they go for that because that's what SNL is. That's what and movies and comics are historically known for being shitty actors because we spend so much time on setup, punch, tag, and we're on the road that we don't fucking act at all.
But zero improv in SNL, right? Like it's just
They like you have to read what they wrote. And,
right. So that seems ironical that you would have improvisers.
Ironic.
I know. Tell me. I didn't say it.
I know. Look at me like I fucked up.
The half wop from Queens fucking said it.
That's a Queens word right there. You just let it go.
That was the Haitian part
ironical.
Of it.
Ironical.
Yeah.
It's ironical.
He's the new cast, by the way. If you want to check it out.
Oh.
Ooh, diversity.
Who is it? Anyone we
Adam
know?
Adam Ray. That's Amir. I forget his last name.
Adam Ray is on it?
Yeah.
Holy jeez.
He's handsome.
Wow.
Oh, is that the gay kid from Jay Leno on the bottom?
No.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's like, all right, you got a lot of shit going on right now.
Right.
What do you got going on? We got MTV.
Yeah. Why aren't you on Mad TV?
I should have got that audition. I'm going to talk to my people as soon as I get out of here.
You see, you got people.
Yeah, you should.
How long
have
you been doing comedy?
6 months.
7 years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Do you get an hour?
No.
You shouldn't have people.
Well, he's doing money.
Let me finish my thought. He does because he's superseded what comics kind of do. You fucking went bing bing, passed a couple levers because somebody saw you on something and said, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah,
well, and you must be like, what the fuck? Because here you are busting your ass to be a stand up, and all of a sudden but he comes in.
Yeah.
Fucking, thanks. And you're like, what the fuck? You gotta be happy for him, but also you're like, what the fuck about me, right?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It's fine. He's my friend. I'm not upset about it.
Are you happy for him?
Yeah, of course. I'm not upset about him.
You're one of the monkeys.
Yeah. This is Al.
He's Dane.
How do you feel about passing your friends?
We also started a year ahead of me, so.
Ooh.
Oh, stop a year.
Ooh. So let's make it a year today, Scobo.
Yeah. I think Michael Che is 5 years in.
Yeah.
Michael Che is so successful, he's never had to do the road.
No. I think he did a Stress Factory.
He won New York's Funniest.
What?
That's true.
How does that make you feel?
Same way Scopo's going through that, I'm going through that too, right? There's people that are passing me and superseding me in the same ways.
Davidson, that's about it.
No, that's not true, man. There's people doing way better than I am that started before.
I don't think you should feel. Look, man, you should.
I feel great.
You should be grateful. You should be happy.
I thank my lucky stars every day. I'm doing comedy in New York City. Yeah. I'm literally living the dream. So I have no problems with that. But I have minus $850 in my bank account, you know?
Buddy.
What happened?
I'm just a fucking idiot. Idiot overdrafter that doesn't know how to spend money correctly.
That Haitian side, huh?
Yeah. Haitian,
why you put Jordans in the window?
Yeah, exactly. I spent it all on sneakers and weed.
That's fucking weird, man. It's weird that you just admitted that on fucking. I mean, everybody, I guess, you're in your own fucking world.
But I'm living the dream. I mean, I quit my day job probably prematurely.
What was your day job?
I was working in restaurants for a long time.
What do you mean working in restaurants?
I was a server.
You're a waiter.
Yeah.
It sounded good. Then he went down.
Well, it sounded like he owned the place.
I worked in the restaurant business
for a while.
Me and Bobby Flay were opening up a couple places across the country.
Yeah. I started as a barista.
Working in restaurants.
Clowns.
That's funny. This cocksucker went from he was a background player in a movie. You're an extra. You're a waiter.
Yeah, I was a waiter. All right.
That's cool. What, at an Italian restaurant?
No, I actually worked at Cafeteria on 17th and 7th.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, yeah. Snazzy.
Super fun, gay.
Are you gay? Chic.
I'm not gay.
Oh.
Don't let the hair fool you. But
no, that's not gay hair. You get great hair, dude.
Thanks.
Great hair.
But the great hair is gay hair.
Is there gay hair?
That's a good point. Nice hair is gay hair.
Yeah. That's funny.
Thanks.
Have you ever been with a guy?
Never ever.
I'm kidding. Listen, it's funny. What do you want? Yeah.
Only once.
It'd be a whole different podcast.
Yeah.
And Aaron could come out.
I used to work in assholes. You used to fuck guys.
Yeah. Right, the same.
So you're a butt pirate.
Yeah. Butt pirate.
By the way, you're lucky when you aired that trailer that the certain goons weren't here. We got a nice crew here today. I feel like Gomez would have torn that up to pieces.
Because Gomez doesn't want to do anything in the business.
Well, that's a good point.
First of all, that he should relate to that more than anybody.
Why?
Because Gomez...
He'll never be on Weekend Live?
No. Because Gomez, I think, is a hustler. I think he's...
Oh, definitely.
He busts his ass. He does a lot of things. He's trying to find his way, but he's also trying to keep what he thinks is him intact. But he sees all these other guys just fucking flying by him that he thinks, that maybe started with him, maybe earlier than him, you know? And, he should... You know, I mean, anybody in this business, especially comedy, should watch that, see that trailer and be like, fuck, that should affect you a little bit where you're like, fuck.
Yeah, no. Totally.
Either you're going to relate to the people that are making it, the ones that got the audition and maybe get it, or the ones that are like, what the fuck's wrong with me?
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, isn't that what this business is?
Yeah and it's... Oops, sorry, you go.
Go ahead.
You're more successful right now. Go ahead.
No, just, the whole, like, improv stand-up beef. I could see how some stand-ups would call that, like,
true.
Especially what's going on, all this rape shit.
What is this rape shit?
You don't know about the rape shit?
You don't know about the
rape allegations.
Oh, big rape allegations.
This is the biggest thing on Facebook.
Oh, it's huge on Facebook. Nowhere in the world.
I love that we're going...
Some open micer did not wait for yes and. He just took it. He just took it. Hey, you sleeping? Took what's his.
What are you talking
about? It's all allegations.
Somebody wrote a yes and... Wait, no means yes and.
No means yes and.
What happened?
All right. So this... comic got accused of raping another UCB person.
I think
three times. Yeah.
Oh, one same girl three times?
No, three different people.
Good repeat business.
If you get raped three times, it's called sex.
Yeah.
After the second, third time, you can't rape somebody three times. Well, right?
Yeah.
How do you rape somebody three times? I mean, you should...
Okay,
three bullets.
You rape her, then she falls asleep, you rape her again, then she's dead, and you rape her again.
I'm not talking the same night.
Oh.
I'm talking over a span.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe it was a really long scene.
I mean, if you get raped...
he took a samurai axe.
Yeah.
I mean... I'm not getting into the semantics. This horse shit.
Semantics.
Give us a location and the thing we're doing.
Someone's going to fuck.
This bad and rape.
Thank you.
I love that you repeat everything, every word you like.
Yeah.
Semantics. You're like
that's a
fucking
word.
Drunk lady in the Midwest in the front row.
No, come on.
Semantics.
Ironical.
Babaloo.
So three women.
Yeah, but it's not, he hasn't been...
Charged
officially, but everybody's just coming at him.
Facebook.
God forbid you bring up, hey, maybe we should charge this guy. Then you're insensitive.
Right.
You should go to the police. Thing. No.
What, did these girls go to the police?
No.
I don't
Why?
Think so. We don't know, but Metzger. Metzger's getting a fucking shitstorm.
Yeah. Metzger's getting a
shitstorm. Yeah, but he loves it, though.
Yeah.
He went on a fucking Twitter rant last night.
Oh, really?
For about 3 hours.
Wow.
All right,
the thing that bothers me is that when I read that something had happened with rape, I knew exactly whose profiles to go to find out who the guy was. And it's like, why are these same people...
Rapey McGillicuddy.
McGillicuddy.
What do you mean by that? Careful with what you say. I don't want you to get in trouble.
No. There's these same...
Feminist chicks.
Few people on Facebook that are always involved in the super drama, but are never involved in fucking comedy.
I agree.
And it's like, you know, I don't know. Just why did I know to go to your page to find out whose name it was?
Yeah.
Here it is, by the way. If you want to check it out.
Here's the thing. The thing that I mean, I don't know anything about this shit. I don't know anything about UCB or, I don't know. Well, I have a fucking 3-year-old, so I don't fucking, you know, I don't have time to find out about this. But if someone's getting fucking raped, does anybody know this guy?
Yeah.
They outed him on Facebook.
I don't know him, but yeah, they outed him on Facebook.
They named his name.
And then
And then what
has
happened?
Has anybody heard from him? Or
no, nothing.
He
no.
did. He did send a Facebook. He put a status saying this is all lies. It's not.
Really?
It's not true. It's false. But then
he's denying.
Then he deleted it.
Whoa! Wow.
I don't know. He might have gotten in contact with a lawyer saying, "Don't say shit." Yeah.
Damn. There he is.
So
you got to be a certain level of scum to even get accused of something like this. So maybe it's better off that he's just gone.
Look. If you get a, I mean, look. How do you, you? If someone says they were raped. I mean, what do you do? You got to act on it.
Yeah.
You can't not act on it, and then, you know.
I agree, but Facebook is not the outlet.
Right.
You know, it's just becoming a fucking shitstorm.
It's not the outlet. It wasn't the outlet 10 years ago, 5 years ago. It's the outlet now.
That's crazy.
I know, but I don't get it. Like, a lot. This is what it breaks down to. I agree. It
because
should be talked about.
If you're using it for your fucking your gigs and to become successful, people should be able to use it to
tear people down.
Not tear people down, but these people. But you know, if you're coming from these people, they're not tearing anybody down. You know, like if Kurt Metzger was defending, you know, not attacking somebody without knowing for sure, he has that right too.
Yeah,
you should
sure.
have. He should be a. There should that type of shit is going to happen.
I agree, but he's being labeled as a bad guy.
Yeah,
I think his life's over. His comedy career is over. No matter what happens.
Kurt Metzger?
No. The other kid.
Guy. Yeah, the other guy. Yeah,
the
for sure.
Rapist.
Kurt will have an hour on this.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so this kid was he a stand-up?
He was like an open mic guy.
He
ran a few shows.
So he runs shows. And does anybody know any details? What was he doing?
Nothing.
I don't know anything.
We don't know details or anything.
So these people that accused this guy had no nothing.
Nothing.
But they just went out and said he raped.
Well, there's a witch hunt. There's a group of women in comedy that witch hunt. As soon as someone says something, they're like, "That's it. This guy's horrible. He should never work anywhere." Blah. Before they know anything about it. And then people say, people say, "Oh, he should go to the cops." And then the women get upset and go, "Do you know? Here's the percentages of how many women actually get tried in court for take the guys to the blah blah blah."
Can you not make the face?
I'm a character.
Yeah, we can live.
I'd love to.
This is my blogger face.
Yeah, but they get upset at the people that say, "Oh, you should go to the cops." No, they shouldn't. We should just cover it here. The cops don't do anything, so that's their defense.
What do you mean the cops don't do anything?
That's what they say. They say women go in, they have to repeat the same story for months and months and be made to feel worse than they were then they were when
okay,
when they
can
were
I stop
raped.
Something?
Yeah.
But, okay, one. Let me play the scenario for
women don't like the innocent until proven guilty.
Get your finger out of my face. I know you're strong, but I'll hit you with a shovel or a fucking guitar. Yeah. I think, one girl, something happens. She goes to the cops. She has to go through all this shit. It's humiliating.
Yes.
It's fucked up.
Yes.
But this guy is now on their radar.
Right.
And they go through the case. It sucks for her. It's terrible.
But
this guy knows the cops are. She went to the cops. They've come to talk to him. And then they find out. They blah, blah, blah. He goes to jail. Aren't they saving? Isn't that girl who went through that humiliation or having to repeat the story, all that fucked up, isn't she saving the next girl from being raped from that same guy?
Absolutely. We would like to think that, but then the next argument is, well, you don't understand because you're a white man and you don't understand what it's like to live in fear.
I am a white man and I don't, I'm not going to ever get raped. You know, unfortunately, you know, I'm not. What'd you say?
No, that wasn't a threat. Oh, but like, wrong. We brought you here today.
That'd be funny if you just all rape me.
Yeah. Well, you need it.
The next thing that happened was a whole bunch of male comics. A whole bunch of male comics came out and said that they were raped. Male comics.
Oh.
And one of them has a horrible history of making up stories and lying.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Big J. Ogerson?
No.
Oh.
No. He didn't have mittens on while he was mugged. And then another guy that came out that I don't know to be a liar. The first guy is a known liar in the community, made up a whole elaborate story. He's like, when I was 18, a woman, I slept with her, and then I said I have to go to school, and then she was like, "You're not going anywhere.
Are you a character again?"
Yeah.
Is he on the spectrum?
I'm in this game.
I had to go to school, and he came back to me, and then I said I will not do this.
You got a lot of range. You got cunt and autism.
One more character.
But it all just seems like it's for likes. It all just seems
Yes.
And that's the thing that throws me. It's like, what fuck? I swear to God, because it's these same people. They never post, oh, look at this cool thing my friend's doing. Look at this great sketch one of my female comedians made. Yeah. And those things are happening. So why don't you ever post anything positive that's happening in the community? You're always just fucking on this witch hunt. And it really bothers me to the core.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero. I'm a hero.
I'm a hero. I'm a hero. Yeah. You're a comedian. Say a fucking joke.
Be funny first.
Did you move here to be a Facebook witch?
Can you give Scobo that pep talk?
I'll slap him right in the fucking face.
Oh.
Thanks, buddy.
Scobo's doing all right. Come on.
That's right, Bobby.
Doing fine.
That's right, Bobby.
I was talking about the funny part, doing the funny. Be funny.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
So this man.
You're not raping me, by the way.
The man said, I know, it'd be consensual, but the man said that he was raped.
What would you do if you came in and me and fucking Aaron were just making out, fucking docking each other?
About time. Oh, man. I put on
a couple of pink dumbbells in each arm.
I really hope I didn't get home.
He's just holding my tit up and sucking it like a middle-aged woman tit.
Oh, your glasses are askew.
It's a wig just on the table no one's using.
There's still banana piece on you. But look, rape is bad. It's terrible. Evil. Yeah, talk about it.
You have to say that.
Fuck the guy. Well, you got to say Black Lives Matter too. You got to say everything. Everything's out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's bad. And talk about it. And find the guy. If it's true, bust him. If it's not true, leave him alone. But
okay. But then how? Okay. So now I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm not picking a side on any of this right now, but because I don't know. I did a little research on it, but I should have done more. I didn't know it was going to come up. I didn't know this was the talk of the fucking town.
That's the problem.
Big talk.
Even though Deepu told me it was last night, and I totally blew it off.
In my country, you marry a wife after you rape her.
I'll never, ever fucking not listen to Deepu.
Third character. There you go. We got it.
Yeah. I want a list of his characters, please.
Yes. Indian, autistic,
and cunt.
Cunt. Yeah.
And then I put them all together for the one-man show.
Let's hear it.
Oh my God! You cannot die. I don't know.
Well, there goes.
Take a class on
UCB's not going to like it.
That's it.
So I mean, somebody. Now, do these girls know? Does the girl? Who is it? One girl or a bunch of girls? That
apparently it's three girls.
Okay, so it's three girls that are. I'm talking about blogging and are the same girls who got
25
allegedly got raped are the same people that are blogging about
it? No,
they
would have
blogged about it immediately.
Not at all.
So the girls that are blogging about it, do they know the girls that got raped?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Apparently, there's a secret Facebook group of just women that post all the shit, and you have to get like sworn in.
Yeah, Kelly told me about it.
And then there's rats that tell male.
There are some snitches.
Are always hilarious.
Hilarious.
Stop. Shut up.
Okay.
What is a snitch?
They tell the guys
what's going on.
Yeah.
In the group?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. There's a secret group of women?
Yeah. Just women on Facebook.
Kelly told
just
me about
what?
Kelly told me about
whoa,
it.
Whoa, you can't rat out the rats.
Fucking snitch. Kelly's going to get funnier.
About the group.
About the group.
She's
not
in.
She's not in the group.
No.
But Kelly's not in the elevator.
We're all aware of it.
Everyone knows about the group. Yeah.
I was going to say, don't be a fucking snitch on a snitch.
I'm not a snitch. I'm Italian. What do you think that is?
I don't know. With a bullet in your head in an elevator.
I probably
departed won't. Reference.
Oh, we got the fucking sixth fucking good mafia movie.
Right.
It's not even the fuck is
it's not
that?
Italian
who,
either.
Who quotes The Departed?
Departed all the time. It's a great film.
You're an asshole. Right?
Not a cop. You're a cocksucker.
Not you. Not you. And not you.
What are you on your period?
Listen, dude. So I got to get this straight, okay? And please don't name. Don't. There's a group of women that are on Facebook that you have to be a man. You have to be a man. But there's girls in this group.
Yes.
That are rats.
Yes.
Funny ones.
Say the funny ones because then if it's the funny ones, people are going to know they're the rat. So if there's a broad killing on stage, she's the fucking rat.
No, the girls don't know funny. They don't have it in their ears.
They can't tell. Bells
and whistles. Does your wife even know what you are? That you're a misogynist and dumbbell?
The fourth character is a misogynist.
The fuck is wrong with you? Is that your fourth character, misogynistic?
Yeah, misogynistic Michael.
Women don't know have things in their brains to trigger amusement. Listen, so they tell you guys what? What do they tell
the
you?
Dirt, the
shit.
Crazy
yeah.
dirt.
Like what?
About,
like what?
Who's talking shit about the male comics? Yeah, who fucked the male comics? Stuff
so
like that.
So they fuck guys inside this chat room. They'll talk about fucking.
They'll talk about everything.
Yeah. They'll say how good of a lady.
Someone on this podcast has been named.
Someone was on this
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
You were named inside? Ooh. Wait a minute, stop.
Someone, I found out someone, you fuck one of the comics.
Yeah. How did you know?
Are
you
a rat? I found out.
Who's wait, wait, stop.
Are you in the group?
No, I
look
found
at me.
Out.
Scopo, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Look at my finger. Look at it. Follow my finger. Stay right here. Did you talk to one of the rats?
I know a couple of the rats.
So you know a couple of the rats.
I know a couple of the rats. We all know a couple of the rats.
You know some rats.
Yeah.
I know rats.
They've done the show.
Oh. Yeah. I know rats on the show. Yeah. Oh, fucking you fucking kill their family. I want them dead. I want their dog dead. I want their mothers dead.
They're good rats. They're good snitches.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a snitch. There's no such thing as a good snitch.
There is. Yeah.
That's that fucking... The Lebanese in you. No, whatever are you?
I'm telling you.
If white males made a group for them only, holy shit.
Oh, Jesus, my God.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So it's only white females?
Oh, so it's, I should say only males.
What are you, racist? Stop doing this when you're fucking being racist.
It's a black towel.
It's only. If white males had a group on Facebook.
Could you imagine, though? Could you imagine? Straight white males.
Okay,
group
but,
only.
But why does it have to be. First of all, it
males.
Should
be straight males.
Just males. I don't know. Okay.
Or
I think
gay.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean just guys?
Guys, yeah. If guys
because we're talking, we're not talking race. We're talking guys against women right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If all of us started a group on Facebook that you had to become a member of, why can't we do that?
It would be considered oppressive.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's white.
I don't. But why? It's not white. We have black
it's
people.
Men. It's men.
Men.
Yeah.
Men. Why would?
All right.
Well, stop it. If
this is like no man we'll for men with
we'll
children.
We'll let Keith Robinson and Monroe in. That's it.
One girl posted. Is it just me or am I sick of all straight white men? It's like. How can you say that? They got like a ton of likes.
How do you know that?
Wait,
I saw it on Facebook.
It?
Oh, it's out there. Yeah.
Well, like, can I say something? Honest to God.
It's your podcast.
I saw that one too.
In this industry that we're in right now, I mean, white males
are the minority.
They're literally saying out loud, "That's it, fuck you." We want minorities and women.
Oh, for sure.
And then women are complaining about how hard it is, and it's like if you're even a little bit funny, you're getting fucking.
There's
crazy.
A girl
talking
yesterday,
on the microphone.
Sorry,
girl. Yesterday goes. Oh,
I like your rants. I want them. I want to get them though.
She goes. They picked a white girl for stand up for diversity over me. That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
And I go. Diversity means everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
She goes. No, it's affirmative action. I go. No, it's diversity.
I can't.
She got so pissed off that she wasn't on, and she wasn't as funny as the other. Okay.
I can't even. I can't even audition for stand up for diversity.
Yes, you could. You should be able to.
Well, he just can't put together 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But then you need a white male in a group of people that are diverse.
Jeez.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not allowed to audition for it?
What would I... You said diversity. What's diverse about
me? Took a white chick.
My fucking fat ass?
It's a girl.
Yeah,
it's a girl.
I think it's... Look, I think it's fucking ridiculous because what you're saying... I don't mind you saying we need more minorities.
Sure, of course.
I don't mind you saying that we need more women... In jobs in our business,
of course.
But
not.
Why the fuck do you gotta say don't give them to us?
Yeah.
Why do you gotta?
Yes.
Why do you have to oppress? Exactly what you're asking us,
yeah.
Not whatever you shouldn't do, but you're doing it.
Starting a war.
I don't
exactly.
understand
starting
why the war. Fuck. So what do you have to? You have to teach us a lesson or take? You're gonna make us suffer.
You're a hypocrite.
They're eliminating logic because they feel like they were repressed, so they're saying now it's our turn and we want this.
But
which
listen
is the
to people's
same
stories.
Thing.
Listen to people's stories.
Yeah, exactly.
There's straight white males that have gone through way more shit than other people. Like just because you're a straight white male doesn't mean you didn't go through anything in life. You still
yeah,
have
but women.
To tell.
But if you look at fucking our business right now, women are. Own it.
Crushing
look at
it.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I mean,
Saturday Night Live. Fucking, yeah.
I mean,
Schumer
Amy
show.
Schumer show.
She's on top.
Nikki Glaser show. Rachel Feinstein show.
Come
yes.
on.
I mean,
Broad City. They want women. City.
There's, but you think of Key and Peele. What what white guy has a show on Comedy Central right now?
Nobody.
Tosh
is Workaholics.
That's been there forever. Workaholics been there forever. I'm talking the last 3 years.
They canceled that other white guy's show. Wilmore's off now.
Yeah. That show sucked, by the way. Can we all say that?
Yeah, we can all say that.
Yeah, it got canceled.
Holy shit, I got it.
Should have been canceled in the second week.
What got, guys, what fucking show is out there?
Even the shows with a white host, they're foreign. It's like John Oliver, Corbin. Yeah. Well, I guess you got Colbert.
But what do we got?
For a bit
What
longer.
The fuck show is it?
Fallon. This is
Fallon.
Okay, Fallon.
Fallon's late night, though. It's
we're not talking about late night?
Are we?
Look, I wouldn't even mind a woman late night guest. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. As long as you're funny.
As long as you're funny.
And you're fucking, I don't care if it's black, white, woman, who gives a fuck?
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You're not allowed to complain either. You can't complain because you're a white guy.
You've been given everything. You've been given all of the opportunities. No one has ever oppressed you.
Does that mean I work with fucking Scopo?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been suppressed.
Exactly.
I've been shackled to the ground by a fucking 178-pound fucking weight.
215. If you went on Facebook right now and said, hey, I didn't get a gig because I'm white, that's so unfair, it would blow up.
Yeah, but listen, I don't think, I don't.
You've established you're funny, you're talented, we all know, it doesn't matter.
But what I'm saying is
back
that
to the bus.
I don't mind you. I really don't mind them fucking saying, oh, we want women to have more stuff.
I'd love it.
Let them.
But that's already happened.
But don't go on and do what you're saying happened to you. You shouldn't go and do that back.
I agree.
No, I agree.
That's like, you know, we don't want, and no more racism. But then you're going to, you know, do the same thing to white people.
Yeah.
You can't fucking do that.
Especially, this sounds bad, but there's so many straight white guys in comedy. We're just prone to do it. We, like, go towards it. White guys like comedy.
Yeah.
And so we're the majority, and we're still getting the least, which is weird, right?
Well, look, everything changes. Everything goes through its cycles, and that's fine. And you know what? You can have your opportunity, and what you do with that opportunity is up to you. Absolutely. So if you, I mean, look at Amy had an opportunity and knocked it out of the fucking park.
Sure.
So there's, you know, there's other women that have had opportunity and it didn't go their way. It wasn't because of their woman or, you know, or a man. It was because
hopefully
it didn't work the fuck out.
And Amy will tell you that, which is nice.
So I think, but it's weird. I don't understand why, not a white man thing. I mean a man thing. Why can't we start a man group on Facebook?
It'll seem, because call it punching down. They call it punching down. You're like, you can't make fun of what's punching down. It's like, you're calling it punching down is offensive. Why is it down? Shouldn't we be equal?
So, I want to get back to this. So there's a group of 25 comics, women comics.
Way more than 25.
How many more?
7,000.
No, how
many? In New York.
I don't know, but it's
Like every female comic in New York.
We need a black guy.
And not even just real comics.
Why do you need a black guy?
It'll just ease it a little bit. It'll cut it.
Yeah.
Well, can you be black?
Yeah.
Right. Ooh,
yo, what's up?
I'm part of the group.
Well, that helped the racial.
Do your Jamaican accent.
Five characters.
Do your Jamaican.
What are you? What's your name?
My name is Lawrence.
Lawrence, good name. Mm-hmm. Right down the middle. Lawrence, how do you feel about this woman's group on Facebook?
I really despise it. I mean, I don't think it's a necessary thing. I think that as a group of men, we should be able to formulate our own group. When I went to Harvard, we had a group where we all played lacrosse every Saturday.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I went to Harvard.
What's Harvard?
Harvard. School.
You mean Hartford?
Harvard.
Oh, okay.
Harvard.
Do you write for the nightly show?
I thought it was punching down.
So, what are you doing? What the fuck is with the napkin?
I'm so hot. It's hot.
You're a black guy. There's our black guy. He's using a towel.
There you go. I'll run the light.
So there's women inside of this group, and there's rats that don't believe in this, or they're just.
I think they're smart enough to know it's stupid.
Are they fucking mewling quims? They're just trying to
like these
gossip
bitches.
No, are they smart enough to know that they're in there because they're a woman comic, but they're like these people are fucking nuts.
I think their minds are blown. They're like, I can't believe this is happening and I'm a part of it, but I don't really want to be. Isn't this insane?
Yeah. Well, why would you be a part of it if you don't want to be a part of it?
You're just in the Facebook group. You're a woman. You're just in the group.
Once you're in, you can't get out.
How do you get in?
You gotta be asked.
So the who asks? Who's the leader of this?
I could take some guesses.
Yeah, I could take some guesses too.
Who?
Yeah. I take some guesses.
I bet you're hilarious.
Can I say something?
Hey, they're a very powerful group, Bobby. You can't just snitch on them.
I feel like it's the mob.
Yeah,
it is.
I really feel like this is the new mob.
They will cut you. You won't be able to play UCB or the Creek.
Yeah, it's the mob.
Wait a minute.
They cut guys.
Rebecca.
They cut guys.
I'm sure she's in it. She's good. I like Rebecca. She's smart.
How could you not play the Creek when Rebecca owns it?
She says,
she's fucking sweet.
If you go against the group, you're out of the Creek.
Are you kidding me?
Big room and small room. No mics. No paying to get on stage.
Wow.
No drinking. No doing coke at the bar.
Are you doing a duck? Or is that another character? Add duck to his character.
This guy. Unbelievable.
Blowing up today.
So this is really scary shit.
It's not just female.
I mean, you guys are fucking talking. You guys.
Oh, this is already bad. Look, we're already fucked.
I think.
Really?
But this goes past comedy.
This is bigger than comedy. There's this whole Lynch mob mentality.
This is Hillary Clinton and a fucking robot arm.
Yes. Buddy, Mark, are you really seriously scared or fucked?
He's not.
Are you fucked?
I'm not worried. I mean, I'll get a couple tweets and Facebook, but it's. It's all a chore. I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. It's just too much. Leave me alone. I'm trying to be a comedian. I write jokes.
That's it.
Which is why I know a girl, a rat, quote unquote, who got kicked out of the group because she said, hey, if you guys stop complaining and write jokes,
I know the same
you'll
rat.
Have a career.
Yeah. And they know the rat.
They kicked her out.
So she's kicked out.
Out of the group.
Who is? You can name her now. She's kicked out, right?
No, you can't even name the rat. No way.
This is scary.
Buddy, I am fucking petrified. This is like. Crazy, scary
shit. This is Duke lacrosse team
shit. You're scared of a group of people on a Facebook page because of what they can do to you?
Duke lacrosse team
with text?
Not really.
Yeah, but you really aren't going to name names.
Did you see the
thing? Are you going to name the name?
I won't name names.
You won't name names.
I would never.
They can start shit on the fucking feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aaron Berg used to pimp a Persian girl.
So they really, do they lie? Do they just go
Well, that's true. I did.
You gave a woman work.
I don't think they lie.
She got to keep 20 cents of every dollar.
I don't think they lie, but they do lynch mob. They lynch mob hard.
Yeah, they'll lynch mob.
As soon as one person posts it, it's Bible, and some of these people are not all there, and you can't just run with whatever one person's saying.
Well, can we take them down?
That's what UCB guy tried to do.
I don't have time.
By the way, UCB is going to get an ass full. They could get sued for slander.
Yeah.
But fuck.
Why are they involved?
Because they kicked the guy out and accused him of rape.
Yeah. Did they accuse him out in the open on social media?
Yes.
No, they didn't say the name.
They didn't say the name.
All right. Who said
the name?
Some girl.
Why are you afraid to say her name?
Yes.
She's one of the lynch mobs.
I didn't even know about that.
Amy Poehler.
What?
Tina Fey got raped.
Wow, this is some scary stuff, man. Yeah. You guys are really.
You were better
scared.
Off not knowing it. This is ignorance is bliss.
Yeah,
I didn't know any
you
of this.
You gotta watch
existed.
Your back when this you drive.
I just found out you're gonna get slapped
with a bat. Come on, rapist.
This is the next Mike Birbiglia movie, so just look out.
Ooh, and this is M. Night Shyamalan.
This is really. I mean, these girls, if they decide that you're bad, do you really think that they just make shit up and just lie?
This will be on the thread, by the way.
Yes,
this podcast will be on 100%. Someone will hear it and we'll get back and we'll be on the podcast. I guarantee it.
But just go to work.
Get a fucking notebook. Get a new goddamn notebook and start over.
There's a saying, put the drama on the page.
Drama. It's drama, not drama. Oh, you're such a mean
drama.
Man.
Drama.
Put the drama on the page.
Put the drama.
Get the Dramamine on the plane. The drama.
Dramamine.
But that's the point.
Okay, he just said that this is going to be on the thread, and you guys started giving your speeches.
We didn't name any names.
We didn't name anybody's name.
Except Amy Poehler.
If you named a name right now, if you said Samantha B.
I just want to ask you something.
She's good.
What would that do, Bobby?
Great show.
What would that do if we named?
I want to ask you something. Listen to me.
What'd you just turn?
I turned up because you're not fucking listening.
Oh, sorry. I thought you had a pipeline.
I want to ask you something. If you name names, if you fucking name names, if you said fuck it, I'm not afraid of these people. I'm not afraid because I don't do anything wrong. I don't do anything bad. I respect women. I respect everybody.
So do I.
And you started naming names.
Because that would do the same thing that
they're
doing. Let
me finish the fucking point. Vinny Bumbazzi.
It would be for likes. It would be the same thing.
Oh, you are Italian, aren't you? You can't shut the fuck up.
But I know what you're getting at, and it's and it would be the
shut
same thing that they're doing.
Mouth.
I'm going to give this guy a garlic knot.
He's going to give you one. So listen, are you really scared that they would come after you and make something up and attack you?
I'm not scared.
How can you be
I'm outside of that circle,
same, right?
And I got a chick. So I don't think anyone would come after me like that, but I think it's a headache that you don't want to deal with.
No point having having people say shit. There's no point.
It would be the same thing. Like porn.
But why would that sounds like, you know, like some of these things where like these guys would just attack people and you're fat, you're ugly, you're blah. They don't do they say mean shit? What do they say about you?
They don't say mean shit. They label you, which is
like,
way worse.
What is a label? Like what?
You're a misogynist, you're a woman hater, you're a prejudice, you're a bigot.
Male.
And some of the shit is about jokes. Some of the shit is about, like, I can't believe I heard him say this on stage.
So they take jokes and talk about it in the discussion?
They do whatever they want, Bobby.
This is some scary shit.
I know.
I want to fucking make a documentary about this.
You should, but you wouldn't be allowed in, baby.
Yeah. There I am. Because I'm going to have Aaron. I'm going to have Aaron dress up as his eighth character.
I do have an eighth
Auntie
character.
Peggy.
Do you want me to go get into her?
Yeah. Auntie Peggy.
Oh,
great.
Boy, props to the podcast.
It'd be great if Judy Gold just walked in.
Is Judy Gold a member?
No, she's above it. She's above it.
So are there any big names in this
I don't
group?
Think so.
I think they all got kicked out.
They all got kicked out of the big names got kicked out. So when you become too
successful. What's a big name, though?
Like, I don't know.
Like Schumer's not in the thing, obviously. No,
that's a big name.
Yeah, I
it's
mean.
The biggest name.
Nikki Glaser's not going to be in it.
No.
Probably like Rachel's not
Marina.
In it.
Marina.
No.
I think Marina's a little too older.
I think it's like 70%.
You know how mad Marina would be at him right now?
Yeah.
If we're bringing up career and saying.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Peggy.
Hey, Molly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you, Bobby. I just want to say I did not know Chris Scopo was an ageist when he just called Marina older.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, and the way he said it sounded racist as well.
Listen, Peggy, we need you to do something. We brought you here today.
Anything for you, Bobby. I remember those days in Boston.
Well, you actually look like a girl. Yeah.
You're a fucking girl.
He's squeezing his tits together.
5 o'clock shadow.
Listen.
You look like a woman.
Bobby, don't tell anybody inside the pool hall.
First of all, can I say something? We do that. Don't worry about it. We got the show.
I got it.
You just be funny. Got it. Take a picture of it. What are you, fucking have your own podcast?
It's amazing.
We got it. I know. I'm looking around. I'm playing along with it.
It's a guy in a wig.
He looks good.
I'm actually into muscle curls. I love that.
Like, really?
I love it like that. I'd fucking.
I'm into guys that look like they were muscly a few years ago.
What the fuck?
I like that.
Listen, Peggy.
Yeah.
We brought you here today. We need you to do something very secretive. It might be dangerous.
I love danger.
We need you. It's very top, super secret.
I love to be on the top, Bobby.
Now, Peggy.
Yeah.
Do you think you got what it takes?
Oh, I got what it takes and then some.
Hang on, that's my wife.
Can you get in the group, Peggy?
FaceTime this, buddy?
Hang on, 1 second. Honey, we're live on the show. I'm talking to
Peggy.
Peggy.
You're talking to Peggy.
Hi, how are you?
Peggy. It's actually Aaron Berg with a wig, but listen. What's up?
I was just checking in. I will talk to you later.
Honey, there's a group of women. There's a group of women on Facebook that attack men who talk anything bad about women.
I don't understand.
There's a group of comedian women. They're all women comedians.
Well, let's not go too far.
Yes.
And if they think you're a misogynist or whatever, or they don't like what you're saying, they attack you and label you a misogynist or whatever. Isn't that crazy? And all the guys on the show are scared.
They're crazy. They're nuts.
It's a woman.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
But why is that? Why is that crazy, Ma?
Because just deal with yourself.
Wow.
That's right, Dawn.
That's a t-shirt.
I hope that your oppressive wife likes that, Bobby, but we don't appreciate
you're not
that.
Infiltrating. You're us with Nick.
Oh, okay. Hang
sorry,
on.
Sorry, Peggy's talking. So you really think deal with yourself?
Yes, deal with yourself.
All right. Dawn's I love best. You, Bubba.
Okay.
Ask her how long it's been.
Dawn. Dawn.
What?
Am I a misogynist?
Oh.
A misogynist?
Yeah.
Like someone who's going to massage my back?
Oh! Somebody's been
3 months is coming up, George.
She can write for at midnight.
Am I wrong? No, am I a misogynistic?
No, you're not.
All right.
Wow, that was a pause.
Quite a
pause. You sang that no.
She had to think that through.
Pregnant pause.
Do you think
right,
I am?
Have a good show. I'll talk to you later.
All right. What did you call for?
I called to check in. I didn't know what time you were going to be home.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I love you, Bubba. I'll see you a little bit, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Gotta have sex tonight. This is the night.
Oh, you gotta do it. Yeah. You just gotta grab her.
I gotta pee.
Damn. Yeah, we're all in trouble.
No. Oh yeah,
are you, really?
You guys didn't say anything. You're all in the clear.
I said white guy a few times.
First of all, you just carry a wig on you all the time.
Yeah,
of course. He's actually a private eye. Oh Jesus.
Uh oh, is that her?
No, that's not her. That's Mo.
Mo Sizlak?
Mo Rocca?
No, it's
Mo Bounds?
It's Mo. It's a friend of mine, Mo. He actually works for Tatawahe.
Oh,
he's the Tatawahe rep. Let me talk to this fucking guy real quick.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Cigars. Hey, Mo, you're on my podcast live, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby? How you doing?
Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Mo.
Mo. Hi, Mo.
Hello.
You got Aaron Berg, who's a big, big, big cigar guy's here. He's wearing a blonde wig. He's going to infiltrate a secret society, a woman's society on Facebook as Aunt Peggy.
Aunt Peggy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. That's the guy with the that's all jacked up, the muscle guy?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
I've seen his photo. I know who he is.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, he said thank you. He said thank you. Did you get the Grand Cojones?
No, I did not. Those weren't available.
Oh, but you got the J21s.
I got you J21s, and I got you Petit Tatawahe.
And guess who fucking called me up, too, to tell me? Fucking Yuri says, dude, I got J21s today, too.
Of course he did, because his order probably came in. That's why.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. All right. So I'll see you tonight, right?
Yeah. We're going to be up there a little bit later, so I'll catch up with you later.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Enjoy.
You got to come with us. Hang out with Mo. Mo and Steve from My Father's Cigars. All right. Let's take a little break here. I want to you guys seem scared. You seem scared.
Well, it took the comedy out of the room, ironically.
I don't think so. I think that was hilarious. He had a wig on.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious.
True.
Wig saved it.
You're all fucking nervous. So let's add the comedy back in the room right here with one of my reads. Yeah.
Give me the time real quick.
Yeah, it's 106 9.
Thank you, sir.
Check this out. Football. Woo. Football. It's your passion. Who likes football? Anybody like football?
Yeah.
Love football.
All right. Is it your passion?
Yes.
Love it.
Sure.
Playing a one-hand touch.
You know all the players. You know all the teams, right? Their strengths, their weaknesses. You know what you can do? You put that knowledge to the test. Play your shot right now at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. It's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in this week one contest. DraftKings.com is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. 1 week fantasy football, what's that mean? No season long commitment. Play whenever you want with the players you want. Just pick the contest, draft your players, and follow your team live. Renew old rivalries by challenging friends and family in private leagues and to prove you're the superior GM. Or just join an existing league. Go head-to-head with friends, coworkers, fantasy players from all across the country. Hurry up to DraftKings.com now to choose your players. You could seriously, you could win cash in week one. This is what you do, too. Use code Kelly and play for free with your first deposit. That's code Kelly to play for free for your first share at the $5 million in total private prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Eligibility and restrictions may apply. See website for details. Here's another thing right here that I'm fucking loving. Casper is a sleep brand that creates one perfect mattress sold directly to the consumer, eliminating the commission-driven inflated prices. It's award-winning, that's what I said, award-winning sleep service was developed in-house, has a sleek design, and is delivered in a small, very compact package. How did they do that? Size box. It's amazing. It's a little tiny box. It gets to your house. You open it up in your room. It pops open, vacuum sealed. In addition to the mattress, Casper also offers adaptive pillows and soft, breathable sheets. The mattress industry has forced consumers into paying notoriously high markups. Casper revolutionizing the mattress industry by cutting the costs of the dealer with the reseller and the showroom and passing those savings on to you. There's, you don't have to go to a place. You're not shipping it to somebody to ship to you. It's going right to you. You go online, you pick your mattress, they send it to you in this amazingly small box. And it's cheap. It's cheap. An in-house team of engineers spent thousands of hours developing the Casper. It combines springy latex and supportive memory foam for a sleep surface that goes, it's just unbelievable. You just sink right into it. It's just the right amount of bounce. Plus, it's breathable, designed to sleep cool, to keep you regulated, keeps your temperature nice and cool, not too hot, not too cold. Mattresses can cost well over $1,500. I paid $2,800 for mine. Casper mattresses cost $500 for a twin size mattress, $600 for a twin XL, $750 for a full, $850 for a queen, and $950 for a king. Buying a Casper mattress is completely risk-free, too. Casper, free delivery, free returns within 100 nights. Try it at home. If you don't love it, love it. If you don't love it, not like it, kind of like it, love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Casper understands the importance of truly sleeping on a mattress before you commit to it, especially considering you're going to spend a third of your life on it. The Casper is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It combines springy latex and supportive foam, like I've said before. It's award-winning. Time Magazine named it the best invention of 2015. In fact, it's now the most awarded mattress of the decade. Free shipping. Returns to the U.S. Free shipping and returns to the U.S. and Canada. Try it for 100 nights, risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up. It's made in America. The most unbelievable mattress. I love it. I have one. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You alright, Bob?
Yeah, I'm alright. I like this. I really like this mattress.
It's a good mattress. I have one too.
You do?
Yeah.
It's great, man. And I love it because you ever get a mattress shipped to your house? It's a nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Nightmare.
You're trying to get it through your house, through the doors, especially small apartments.
Boxed up, and then it rolls right out.
They get unbelievable. Okay, so here's the deal: get $50 towards any mattress purchased by visiting Casper.com/dude and using code word dude. That's the promo code dude. www.casper.com/dude. Using the code word dude, terms and conditions may apply. Okay, go to the go right there. All right, where did Mark go?
Hey, had to pee. We good?
Yeah, I really do love Casper mattress. It's a great mattress because if you ever gone mattress shopping, and I'm not just, it's a nightmare. You got some fucking dude, his life depends on you buying a fucking mattress.
Right.
You feel guilty for this schlep, and he's trying to upsell you. This is the hotel diamond edition.
Yeah.
They got great ads on the subway.
Huh? Casper?
Casper campaign is incredible.
Yeah, campaign's incredible. The mattress is incredible because it shows up in that little box.
Little box.
Boom. Order it. It comes in the box. It's under $1,000. Put it on your bed.
It's a little box. Little
dude,
box.
They vacuum seal the fucking thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Dude, it comes. You're like, what the fuck is this? What do I order? Crackers?
Yeah. Then you open it. It's a bed.
And then you put it on your bed. You slice it open. They give you this little razor blade, which is kind of cool, to open it up. Blades. And you can use it for other things, like Christmas wrapping. We've got to wrap some stuff.
You got to curl those ribbons.
Curl those ribbons.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's good. It all just opens on your bed. Leave it on your box spring. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And it, because it's regulated. I don't like to be too hot, too cold. Anyways, Casper.com. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we were talking about what we got in the chat room. Let's go to the chat room.
Sure. Jor Dizzle says it sounds like New York comedy's turned into Mean Girls.
I want to talk to Peggy real quick. Can I talk to Peggy?
I'll go see if she's still
here.
Yeah,
just see if she's still here real quick.
Yeah, we are giving this whole thing too much time.
Yeah, I'll
tell you why. It's interesting to people who don't know.
Uh-huh.
You guys know about it.
Yeah.
This would have happened back in the day if when you were coming up?
There was no internet.
I mean, like, even though there's no internet, of, like, girls getting together and stuff like that.
Yeah, it would have took... No, because it would have...
Oh, forget it.
Like, were there any girls, like, secretly getting together and, you know, talking shit about other guys?
You understand, though, comedy has changed in the last 20 years. You know, when I was first in it, it was... You just had to be funny. Hey, Peg.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Hi, Peg.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Oh.
Just had to go wash my vagina.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you up for the task?
I'd love to do it. I love sneaking. All right,
we need you to infiltrate. What's your last name?
O'Lear.
Jesus.
It's a real comic.
Bobby's trying to put it together.
Let me see.
I don't know. I'm
Smithick. Smithick.
Smithick?
Yeah, Peggy Smithick.
Smithick?
Smithick. S-M-I-T-H-W-I-C-K. Smithick.
So I need you to get a Facebook page. Do you have a Facebook page? Okay. Peggy Smithick?
How do you do this?
No, well, not right now, but you get it after the show. You already method? and you will infiltrate them.
How do I do that?
So I need you to go out and do comedy for around 6 months.
Less than that. Most of them have done it 2 or 3 bars.
Okay. Yeah. So I need you to go do comedy. Peggy, I need you to go out there.
Yeah.
Do some comedy.
Okay.
Write some jokes.
Well, they don't really do that.
Listen, I need you to write. I want you to do it, though.
Okay.
I want you to do it. I want
go
you
above and beyond. I get it. Be the leader. Be the queen bee of this hive of distrust.
And then I want you to infiltrate and get in there and then report back to us what's going on.
Like call in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to. We're gonna set up meeting points.
Ooh.
Okay? Pay phones.
No more payphones. There's no more payphones.
Now,
I'll infiltrate, and then you want me to rat, or you want me to snitch, or you want me to just stay on the inside and give you info?
We'll call you when we're ready.
I want you to stay on the inside and give us info.
Okay, so I'm going to go do stand-up at an open mic with Scopo.
Okay.
And then I will say I've been raped, but what I'll do is misspell it, so I say I was...
All right, I'm going to stop you now so you really don't get attacked. You're really just setting yourself up, Peggy.
This is
freaking me out.
You know, I'm a woman.
You look like Hulk Hogan's wife.
You look like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
I'm very excited to do it.
Isn't that weird that Hulk married himself?
Yeah, completely.
So weird.
And then had baby hims.
Yeah. the daughter.
All right, Peggy, listen.
I think Brooke Hogan's gorgeous.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Peggy, listen to me. First of all, I want you to start wearing the goggles in the tanning booth.
Yeah. Okay? Why? What's happening? Bags?
No.
Really bad bags?
No. I'm sorry.
I need Prep H under my eyes.
Yeah.
And a couple other places, Bob.
All right, Peggy. Well, it was nice meeting you. Report back to us, okay?
Thanks for having me.
What's your last name again?
Smithick.
Smithick. Okay. Peggy Smithick.
Oh, man.
All right, so what are they saying?
She's in the improv group Statutory Crepe.
Hey-ho!
Yeah, Debo?
Adolf says, I agree with Aaron's point, but he sucks at making it.
Sucks at what?
Sucks at making it.
You know, I could do this in real life, you know.
What's that?
Oh, that's right.
Not now.
You're fucking idiot.
You're
fucking into it.
You're just a fucking...
Jesus.
You really are from Jersey.
But the thing that sucks is if you comment or have an opinion, they just attack and assume you hate women and call you horrible things. But why can't
I'm going to go through the room right now.
Conversation?
Do you hate women?
No. I love women. I work for a woman.
men don't hate women. Just women hate men. Like, certain women like to pinpoint men.
Let's make it clear.
Some men
women that are not where they want to be blame it on a system that they think is straight white men.
Correct.
Right. That's what it is.
Right.
And girls that aren't out there.
And
the chicks that are out grinding and doing comedy don't give a shit about it.
Grinding.
They have no time for
that.
Don't say grinding.
The chicks that are out there
working. Hustling also sounds bad.
Oh, yeah.
Chicks that are out there doing it. Don't give a
working,
shit about talking
working.
About it.
Exactly.
I just love when people talk about how the white man has it so easy. And I haven't had it one day in this business has it been easy.
No.
I've been rejected so many times.
Everything you get, you work for.
But I've been rejected a million. I've been told no. I've been told no because of my color of skin.
Sure, yeah. Me too.
I mean, I don't that. I don't. I was like, what? But I'm funny. Yeah, I know. But we don't want you that color that you have.
Yeah,
the people that fuck
that.
The people that fuck to make you. I don't. We don't want that.
Yeah. Right.
We love you. You're great, but we don't want you.
Right.
Yeah. And that's all time.
I mean,
you have to work harder to overcome that.
Well, I mean, look, I know that some guys or some people do have that. So, I mean, and I, you have to acknowledge that it's a, you know, look, the white man, I guess, did some stuff. We did a bunch of shit.
Bunch of shit.
That was fucked up. But, you know, it's like, I think right now is a great time for minorities and women.
Totally.
Right.
To be in the business because
the best.
Because we can't ignore that did happen. Like, there was a great period of time where white men did dominate all of entertainment and oppressed women and like all that shit did happen.
But yeah,
like,
half
of these girls weren't even alive for it.
But they didn't, look, they, you don't have to be alive for something to actually
still
believe in it and want to make sure that there's definitely work that needs to be done. We have to,
of course.
We're not fucking, it's not over.
And let's separate white men from the Jews. Jesus Christ.
True.
Also, and also, why can't you make a joke? I can make a Jew joke. That's cool.
Yeah.
But if I make a woman joke, I'm a piece of... every group goes, I can take a joke, but then when it's about them, they can't take it. So it's like, can you take a joke or not?
That's like Voss made a Trump joke.
Yeah.
And some guy stood up, why don't you make a Hillary joke? And then he was about to beat fucking Voss up because he made a joke about Trump at a comedy show.
What?
Insane.
Well, I didn't hear about that.
That was last thing he wrote about it on Facebook. Not as eloquent as Kurt Metzger writes. It was more of a half a paragraph.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple things misspelled.
Guy angry, and then he money got.
Somehow he wrote a lisp in.
Then at the end he apologized. Please overlook my spelling and grammatical errors. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? So you were laughing, enjoying the show until I said something you didn't like,
exactly.
And then you stand up and you want to fucking hurt me physically?
Me. That's the time we're living in.
Yep. Me,
what
me,
else
and
you got,
Instagram.
Ben Payne says, this isn't only happening in New York City. It's also happening in Louisiana comedy scene as well.
They have a comedy scene?
I was just going to say.
Four girls? I'm from there. Yeah. What is it?
Women have gone so far as to flood parts of Louisiana.
Ooh.
Topical.
Yeah, you're topical.
7 years ago.
No. I wish you had fucking topical hair stuff.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Looking bad, right?
Okay, what else you got?
That's fine.
Blake Britza says, this is my favorite episode of Comedians on Phone Calls Filling Time.
Oh,
ooh,
that's not a bad
dingy.
Dig.
Yeah.
Block him.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
We never block anyone. We only blocked that one guy 2 years ago.
Why do we block him?
Didn't he threaten you? Is he the guy who threatened
you? Yes. He said he's going to see me on the streets and find me.
I don't like I don't like physical contact.
What'd you do?
You love physical contact.
I know. I've never name one time I've touched anybody.
Not with his wife.
3 months ago.
What I do?
That's what I meant. You with your, you know, with your wife, and other people. Every female guest you've hit on.
You
on
just
the
keep
show.
Going when you bomb.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, please take it.
Oh,
you're making
boy.
It into a quilt.
Bombing so bad, they'll be in the women's group soon.
Oh, they're not going to like that one.
That's a joke.
That's a joke.
He's already
funny.
He's already hated
you
in the
know
group,
what we should though. Do?
Am I hated?
Oh, you're definitely. I mean, come on. You have to hate it.
How do
I don't know for a fact, but there's no. I mean, I've seen you do a couple misogynist jokes.
Can we get.
Sure.
Can we,
and then I'm sure you.
But everything about your life is what they hate.
What?
Because you're a successful comedian.
Yeah, but I hate that about his life, too. Fucking asshole.
Right, but you're also fucking tons of women and just killing
them. But you're honest about it, too. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly.
And I'm not raping.
No.
Right.
Consensual. What,
just
what was
happy
the,
living
the sex
your
thing?
Life.
What was that? Did you hear about that?
I'll tell you that. I mean,
you're such a fucking egomaniac.
I don't care about the person. I just care about the comment.
Comment.
What was the comment?
Mark Norman fucked well, but not great.
I only came once.
Seven stars.
I only came once. He obviously doesn't care about
me. Threw me in an Uber pool.
Can you look at me real quick?
No, it was, I just know through the thing it said, yeah, I had sex with Mark Norman.
But there
was
that's it?
There had to be some maybe it's details.
Fake.
Details.
Maybe we should start a group and say these women are falsely claiming that they had sex with you and that it's a lie and that they're objectifying you as a sex object.
Ooh.
I agree.
I'm hurt and offended.
Yeah.
You should be.
So how many women are rats? How many women are, like, telling guys what's going on?
I know two for sure.
Two for sure.
I know, like, two, yeah.
If you ask a Syrian, he'll say all women.
Give that to him.
Have that bomb dance.
That wasn't bad. But.
Yeah, but he had too much serious. like we were all going to carry him out on our shoulders.
Right, right.
Is that a new character? Is that Syrian Sal?
I own a bodega.
Welcome to Queens. I think there's a couple.
How many you know?
How many do I know?
Yeah.
Couple snitches.
I know the one that got kicked out, and there's another one. That
now, she got kicked out because she was snitching?
No, because she said, why don't you guys write a fucking joke instead of harassing all these male comedians who are just trying to write jokes and be funny.
And look, it's got to be hard to be a woman. They get fucked with
it's
in the
terrible.
Open mic scene and all that. And it's a bunch of massages, dudes running around, and they, a lot of rape jokes,
I
mean, that's the breaks. Everybody has their own shit to deal with. But it's got to suck. And there's so few of them. They're crazy outnumbered. So all that I get, and that sucks.
You see women, he's a good guy. Standing up for you.
Like Rachel Feinstein was telling me about one time she was on the road, and some guy was like trying to break in her hotel rooms. He was trying to fuck her. And she had to change hotel rooms. It's like, I've never had to deal with that.
Never. Yeah.
And that's
never
awful. That sucks.
Actually, I have had to deal with that.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
In England. No, there was chicks that would like try and get into the hotel room.
Hey, guys. Chicks.
And this was Fire Island.
Yeah. Says the guy has a blonde wig. All right, what else we got? Anything else?
Panthers Hockey says women comedians are like the Illuminati, it sounds like.
It sounds very scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's scary that there's a group. Like, I mean, anytime a group gets together to go against other people, it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, right.
Because it's like, what the fuck, you know, and if you form a group to go after that group and you're bad, that's scary too.
Power
and
numbers.
I mean, what you look at, you got, you're fucking legitimately nervous.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. I mean, you just don't want to deal with it. I just want to do comedy. I want to live
that's
my
dream. That's all I want to do.
No,
I just want to tell jokes on a stage and have a good goddamn time, and none of this shit means anything.
Che's going through hell right now.
Hell.
Why?
Hell.
He's writing up about the rape thing. And
he made the
Michael
comments.
Che?
Yeah. It's getting ugly.
They made
I didn't
a
see
meme.
What happened? What happened?
They made a meme of Che where Che basically said, why are people messaging me to tell me about rape? Go to the cops.
Yes.
I can't do anything
and
about it.
That was offensive.
And that blew
it
up.
Offensive because you don't know how many women have gone to the cops and gotten shitted on for it. But as embarrassing
you're
as
a black man, what do you know about repression?
Or the police?
Yeah.
I fucking grew up in New York. Jesus
Are you
Christ.
Syrian Sal cool. saying that?
No, I'm just being, you know, that thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So Michael Che is getting... Michael
he
Che
always gets it. He gets pounded.
By them?
By
he loves it, though. He loves going after them and pissing them off.
And
really?
Inviting them to barbecues. Yeah. He tags people and invites them to barbecues. It's the funny
He didn't
thing.
Invite me to a fucking barbecue.
It's not a real barbecue, Bobby.
All right. Well, I get her. I invited him to my barbecue.
I'm sorry.
Well, guys, I hope... Look, it's weird to me. I'm glad that I'm in Westchester and out of the mix.
Yeah.
Good.
But it's scary. I'm scared that you how scared you guys are. This is creepy shit.
Yeah,
this is
crazy
shit.
I don't think it would really affect me.
No,
I don't think
do?
You guys said anything fucked up. I mean, except what you said, Aaron.
What did I say?
You'd have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah,
around,
not great.
48 minutes and 6 seconds in, ladies.
This will be all
You're all
up.
A bunch of lying whores.
I hope they take that out.
Yeah,
spice
yeah,
it
yeah exactly. Yeah, that's a soundbite.
He called us whores.
Lying whores.
I love it. He's about to get a gig on NBC, a network, and they put this. Gets emailed. It's like a Ray Donovan fucking show.
Yeah.
But, all right, I'll take that bomb, Dana. Thanks. I was just rambling, trying to get a laugh out of fucking somebody. Not even Deepu chuckled at that.
I'm pretty polite, too. Oh, God.
Oh! How does a statement bomb?
First of all, I set that up.
I know. That's our shtick.
I was going to say him or him.
Yeah.
But I was. He's kind of on fire today, so I didn't want to catch, you know, maybe he gets a good
what
one.
Was that? This is him on fire?
Him on fire, jeez.
Wow.
That's him on fire.
Scopo's wheelhouse.
He's not sitting there with a fucking shitty face on like this.
See, now, I can get there.
I know you can.
I have range.
All right, well, listen, let's wrap this fucker up. I mean, because I don't know where to go from this.
Yeah. That's a lot to talk about.
Like what? Right.
Well, there's a riot in Milwaukee.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good. Let's bring blacks up to it. Yeah. What are we going to do about that?
I heard a black cop killed a black guy, which is kind of relieving.
That is relieving.
Well, a black cop killed a black guy, but the black guy supposedly had a permit for his gun. Correct?
No. It's pointing the gun at him. It was an illegal carry because he'd already been fined with the gun. He was no longer allowed to carry a gun.
Okay, so
on body. I know every fucking in and out of this story.
I'm going to go with you right now. Right. We're going to go for 10 minutes on this, and then I got to go because I have to piss and I have to get back uptown.
Listen, they know the guy's
got shut up and let me ask you questions.
Yeah.
Are you Aaron right now?
Yes, I'm Aaron.
Oh, you want to add another? You're on 9 characters. We could wrap this up with 10.
Why?
Let's get fucking
that's
Ian.
The name of the podcast.
I
10
do
characters.
Jason Statham really well, but let's
all right, let's
that.
Do Jason.
Ooh, you look more like Juice Willis.
Sell that to Pete Lee.
So basically, this guy had a gun.
Yeah.
Put it down. He turns towards the cop.
First of all, he's running. He's not standing still.
Okay, he's running
cops
with
say
the
freeze,
gun.
Runs.
Why does he have the gun out? Nobody knows.
Cops are chasing him.
Why are they chasing him?
Because he has an illegal firearm. They have a warrant to pull him over.
Did he have... So they pulled him over.
Yeah, he's with a friend.
With a friend. They pull him over. What do they say?
Guys, get out of the car right away. They don't say that. The guys get out of the
car. They just get out.
And run.
And run.
They know they have warrants for their arrest.
Okay, so there's warrants for their arrest. They get out. They run. He's got a gun.
Cop, get out. Freeze!
All right, I don't need your acting.
I love your words. Those footsteps. I feel like I'm in a 4D movie.
Jesus. Freeze! Guys running. Freeze! Turns around, has a gun. Hey, all caught on body cam.
Did you do folly work?
Riverdance lights. And then turns around, he's got a gun. Drop the gun. Doesn't drop the gun. Bang bang. Two bullets in the guy, done, dead.
The gun said bang bang?
Yeah.
You do everything except you can't go.
And then, lordy.
You literally got a comic book spell it out, bang bang. Yeah.
Pow pow.
So he says, they're chasing these guys.
Yeah.
The one cop catches up to this guy, stop, drop your gun. He doesn't.
Right.
He turns towards him.
Yeah, with the gun in his hand.
And shoots the guy.
Yeah.
And why is there no media coverage?
And this is
why
all.
Is this not an outrage thing?
This is all on tape.
Protests
it was.
Broke out right away.
Buddy,
the riots broke out.
They burned the fucking town down.
I'm talking about online.
They chased. Really there is. It's everywhere.
It's not.
It's not. It's not like the other ones.
I'll tell you why.
They say. Now, let me ask this. You know everything. They were fucking. Black people were hunting white people down.
What?
Let me ask a question. Hunting white people down and beating the fuck out of them. Is that true?
That is true.
How do you know that's true?
Because there's video of it, of people going, who is that? Get the white people. Is she white? Fuck her up. Fuck her up. Pulling her out of a car, beating her. Yeah, they smashed her car open.
That's a riot.
They shot at EMS workers, and they shot at fire department workers that came to put the fires out.
This is a race war.
It is
straight
a race
up.
War. They very clearly said that the leader of the Black Panthers came out and said, this is a war, and no... uncertain circumstances.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't even heard. I had no idea about any of this.
I didn't know about the shooting at the reason
it ceased after 2 days is because the sheriff is Sheriff David Clark, who's the Wisconsin deputy sheriff, who's a black guy who's very anti-Black Lives Matter, and he said, we will not put up with this. They mobilized the National Guard. They didn't call them in right away, but they were mobilized. So after two nights, it was like, non-issue. But it's still going to be an issue. It's a narrative that's going throughout this country.
So now if you have a gun... If you have a gun and you're told to drop the gun and you don't, you're not supposed to shoot somebody?
No, you got
to
shoot that guy.
That's what they're saying.
So what are you...
Police officers are taking black men's lives, and then they'll show, oh, here's a white guy that didn't drop his gun and they didn't shoot him, so that's racist. They talked him down and they tackled him. So that becomes the next narrative.
Well, I mean, look, if there is that video of that...
There is, but you're comparing... You're comparing the
same... It's a black guy who shot him.
Yeah, it's a black guy that shot him, but
thank
they made
God.
It a racial.
Thank
I heard
God.
I forget what his name. I was watching it with my friend Joe the other night.
In my cigar shed.
Nice.
Which you gotta come up
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's very that. Nice.
It's fucking great. I got a projector, a little mini projector in there now.
That's wonderful.
So you can go out there, smoke, watch fucking movies.
Yeah.
But we were watching this guy, and he was arguing with this other guy who's a Black Lives Matter guy, and he was like, you're telling me that, you know, we're more racist than we were in the 60s. When you're talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter, who, you know, there's a black police chief, there's a black, mostly black force, there's a black senator, there's a black president, and we're more racist than we were in the 60s. It's like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Now, is there racism? Yes. Is there a problem? Yes. But there's no way we were fucking as bad as we were.
No. It's just this.
There's no way.
The internet. Now we can know about this story. How the fuck did you know about that story?
Well, that's why the internet's great, because we see it, but then you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
But you see it, and then people do this lynch mob thing, the same thing. I mean, obviously, you got to shoot that guy. He's got a fucking gun. He's running away. You shoot that guy.
Well, it's up to the... Well, some cops might. Some cops... You know, it's up to that cop's discretion. How afraid is he? What, you know, what is his... What?
There was a video made of a Black Lives Matter guy that cops brought in. They're like, let's see how you handle it. And they put him through a training exercise where they ran him through three training exercises. They gave him a gun.
Yeah.
And they said, when would you pull the gun and when would you fire it?
They just killed all the white people?
No, but it was like, there was once where he would have been shot and killed. Then another time, a guy just walking at him unarmed where he's like, stop, sir, stop, sir, stop, bang, 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 and shot an unarmed guy. So it's just like that personal fear. Nobody knows until they're in that situation.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. But what about the pulling the white chick out of a car? That's insane.
Yeah. That's insane.
Why is that not? That guy should be fucking...
Well, it happened with...
incarcerated.
No one's saying that guy's doing the right thing, right?
That
can't
where's
be...
Where's the blogs about that?
What about burning down a gas station? What about burning down a business? Burning down somebody's car? You're taking away somebody's transportation. You're taking the ability to earn a living because of what?
They feel like they're doing...
You're burning somebody's fucking...
They're getting equal.
Down.
Yeah,
but equal. But it's not equal. You're fucking... You know, it's not equal.
Yeah, you're fucking a human being out of their livelihood.
You're going and you're trashing your own neighborhood. You're taking... You're fucking... Somebody has to go through insurance now and worry about paying bills and whatever the fuck it is.
But it makes the news, right? Maybe that's their argument? I'm just playing
rioting
devil's
is
advocate.
Fucking ridiculous. It serves... Rioting serves nothing.
But it makes the news.
It's a message.
What message?
We're pissed.
The news, yeah.
Ari Shaffir
just makes
said,
more racism.
I don't agree with it.
It makes people
saying.
More racist. Yeah. And people that are on the fence are like, fuck it. Look at this.
Right.
That's when the racists can fucking collect people.
And they go, look at that, you
look
see?
That. Yeah.
That's like when there's a shooting.
Right.
More people go buy guns because they're afraid that they're going to take their guns away.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And they're afraid that someone's going to come and shoot them. So they go buy... So you sell more guns when you promote that. And when you go on, you know, when you're fucking rioting and looting and ripping and beating up people, human beings, I don't care, white, whatever the fuck she is, taking somebody out of a car and beating them up for no fucking reason.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
A woman?
That's really
Where's
crazy.
This Facebook page with the
that's
woman?
What I'm that's saying. What
that, oh, I was kidding, but apparently he has
a
really
serious.
No, I'm serious. Post something like that just one time.
Well, it's like, well, you know, God forbid if your wife was coming home and she got stuck in traffic because the gas station, and then people would drag her from her car because of a traffic stop, and a guy who had a warrant... All you had to do, look, man. I remember when I got arrested one time. The guy was like, "Look, man, you did it. So don't run. Just take it because, you know, you could have done it and got away with it, and you win. I caught you. So,
right.
You knew what the fuck was gonna happen when you stole all that shit." And I was like, "Yeah, all right, cool, let's go." And we walked and talked, no handcuffs, went to a car.
Did you drop the hoagies?
Hey, we did.
Sorry, I need a Joe laughing there somewhere. It was getting heavy. It was getting too heavy.
Yeah, well, that's why you're here, you fuck.
All right, well,
stop fucking saying it like, what do you think, you're here to discuss topics?
That's what we're doing.
No, we are. I'm doing it with fucking him and this fucking unfunny asshole. You're here to be funny, you robot. Spit some shit out, you fucking joke-telling cunt.
That's what I'm doing.
Today's National Joke Day, by the way.
Anyways,
wow. Not in this room.
Yeah, not on this podcast. We, I went to jail.
Yeah.
I went to jail for the time I was supposed to go to jail. And you get pulled over and you run. Okay, run. But you have a gun. Jeez, what do you expect?
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
Run. Yeah. Outrun the cop. Good for you. Yeah. Drop your gun.
Drop the gun.
You know, if you run from the if you're a criminal, you get pulled over, you decide to run, good for you. Go ahead, run. And if the cop doesn't catch you, fuck him for not being in shape.
Right.
You know, and if he does catch you, fuck off. Take the hit. Get on your ground, take the handcuffs, go back.
Yeah.
But what if he shoots you?
Who, the cop?
Yeah.
Die.
Oh, Jesus, no. He shouldn't shoot you. I'm sure. Was this guy going to shoot the guy?
He did shoot him.
Yeah, but he had a gun. I'm saying you don't fucking take the... Leave the gun in the car. You know, look at...
But what, do you think he just throws the gun? Then that doesn't look suspicious? Then?
Dude, if you run, you don't need to take the gun.
Correct.
If you have a gun... thank you. If you have a gun on, you don't need to take it like you're fucking Jesse James.
I agree.
Yeah, they're only shooting you because you have a gun. You get rid of the gun, you're good.
Yeah, he's not going to shoot him if he doesn't have a gun, but they're going to say, well, maybe... You know, if you, you know, you never know. I don't know. It's, we're fucked.
We're fucked so bad.
Yeah, it's not long.
But I'll tell you, all this stuff, I believe, you have to go, this shit has to happen to get to the next level of humanity.
I guess. Yeah.
It always has.
Doesn't feel like it's changing, though.
It's changed.
We
have a black president. We're about to have a woman president.
Right.
It's changing. It's changing. And, you know, and yeah, you know, they're minorities and women. Okay. So what does that say to you and me? Go get funny. Go write your own shit. Become undeniable.
Yeah.
Don't let them deny you. And if they deny you, then your shit wasn't good enough. Go make it better.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Because let me tell you something. I'll tell you something Hollywood wants. They want to make fucking money.
Yeah.
And if you got something that will make them money because it's that goddamn good, you can do whatever you want. So it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Woman, man, black, white. Okay, you guys, women and minorities, take over. I don't care. I'm going to go write. I'm going to go do comedy. And I'm going to be as fucking funny, and I'm going to try to be as good as I can be and become undeniable. Fuck it. I can't let you dictate whether I do what the fuck I want to do.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the internet. You can put your own shit out there now.
Put your own shit out there.
Overcome.
Doesn't matter if you're fucking black or white. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Put the work in.
Yeah.
Write down your ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking believe in each other.
Yeah.
That's how you fucking do it.
There you go.
Aaron, where you at?
I'll be at Levity Live tomorrow night. That'll be a nice drive home. Maybe I'll stop at Bobby's house.
No, it's coming out Monday.
Oh, you're doing Monday? Okay.
Oh, I won't be at
Levity
Live.
It's coming
at
Bobby, yeah.
Okay, tomorrow I'll be at Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Come check me out. Be headlining there. Thursday I'll be in Columbus, Ohio at the Exotica Porn Convention.
What?
Come check me out there.
Misogynistic. That's why they fucking don't like you.
Yeah.
Fucking misogynistic piece of shit. Do you do porn?
No, I'm doing comedy at the porn thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be all around the city, so come check me out around the city. And my CD's out on iTunes. Thank you.
All right, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, I'm doing the Joy Theater in New Orleans, Hometown Hero, on the 1st, September 1st. So please come out to that. I got to fill that room up. My family's going to be there, so. After that, I'm in Stand Up Live in Phoenix, and then a comedy club on State, Madison, Wisconsin. Great club. And follow me on Twitter, all that jazz. And you can find me in the women's comedy group.
Getting shit on.
Yeah.
I hope they don't.
Nah, they always do. What do you got?
Hang on.
Here we go.
What do you got?
I have a very fun show at Caroline's on the 23rd.
Fun?
Yeah, it's called Please Subscribe. Everyone makes a video on their iPhone, and we screen them, and it's a really good time.
That's a great idea, man.
Thanks.
Can I do one?
Yeah, I'd love to have you, Bobby.
All right, cool, man.
That's the 23rd at Caroline's, and every Thursday I'm on MTV's Joking Off, so watch that, please.
Nobody's What's Joking watching. Off?
It's like at midnight, except you have a partner. And there's a big screen, and you got to make jokes and run a circle.
That's great.
Yeah. So watch that. You can find me at Matt Pavich on Twitter. Thanks for listening.
It was good having you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
Good, buddy. It was good to meet you, confident little good-looking motherfucker.
Thanks. Good to meet you, you fat, confident motherfucker.
Well, I'm never going to have you back. Apparently that woman's group was right about you on Facebook.
Ooh.
Fucking fat shame me, you cunt.
Sorry.
You better hold on to that hair because that's what you got. You know that. Your face goes downhill.
That's all I got.
If you're bald.
I know.
You can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Smithick.
No, it was good having you, buddy. Come back on again, all right?
I'd love to.
Scopo, Deepa, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter.
Take that off your head because that looks racist.
Yeah.
They can't see me anyway, so what?
Well, it's your fault, not mine. Get another camera.
Could do that. Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu, and I love women. What's next?
Yeah.
You cocksucker. You don't want to be in that group, do you?
I bet you I've been brought up in
don't
that group.
Don't say dolls to donuts, because that's fat shaming. What? But, you've been brought up? How were you brought up?
I don't know. Like, I would try stuff on stage that's, you know, maybe on the spectrum of, you know, maybe, you know.
That's what I fucking hate.
Yeah.
Stage is sacred.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should be able to try whatever the fuck you want.
Whatever.
Yeah. You don't bring it somewhere and, you know, look, man. You should do whatever you want on stage. And you know what? How are you going to find funny if you can't experiment and fucking say fucked up shit and go, oh, that's too much?
That's why I say fuck it. That's why I say I'll just try it anyway and whatever. Let them think what they're going to think and say what they're going to say.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Say what you need to say.
What do you got?
Just get me on Twitter, Instagram, at Chris Scopo.
Wow, you got nothing, huh?
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The next couple weeks are dry for me.
My friend's got a lot of shit, man.
He's doing great. I'm very happy for him.
Why don't you hook him up? Why don't you
Got me on a show on Thursday.
Why don't you get him on the MTV show?
Yeah. Doesn't have that much power.
You got to rape somebody.
Yeah.
Get some heat. Name in the press.
Jesus Christ, man. You haven't listened to anything we've said on the show.
Oh, damn.
You're really fucking right in there. You always got to. I mean, the funny always wins with you, huh?
Yeah, it does.
Lauren, what do you got?
Just at Lauren Cabrera.
Besides no boyfriend.
Instagram.
No boyfriend?
No boyfriend.
Nothing?
No husband, no boyfriend.
Bob,
the Insta's been great.
What?
The Instas.
Oh, thanks, man.
Keep you like his Insta, her Instagram?
They're getting more and more revealing.
Ooh,
it's the summertime, baby.
The desperation climbs.
Yeah. What's your Instagram?
I'm getting really desperate.
All right. Well, you got anything going on?
Creeps with Kids, August 30th.
Boom, Creeps with Kids.
Yeah.
A show I'm producing with Bonnie McFarlane, Jim Florentine, Louis J. Gomez, hosted by Ron Bennington.
Woo.
It's selling out, dude. So if you're going to go, get your tickets now. I'm telling you, there's going to be no tickets available. We're almost there. So get your fucking tickets. What we're going to do, we're all going to do a stand-up. We're going to do stand-up about having kids, all our stuff about that. And then we're going to do a panel with Ron Bennington hosting about parenting. It's the other side of parenting. A lot of stuff, you know, you see comedy on parenting. It's this cheesy fucking, you know, cruise ship, whatever. My kid. This is, you know, some edgy, fucked up people that maybe shouldn't have kids, who had kids, and we're actually great parents. So it's gonna sell out. It's gonna be the first installment. We're gonna be taping it. I'm very excited about this show, Creeps with Kids, August 30th at the Village Underground. What else?
September 9th and 10th, Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie. Oh, I'm sorry, September 9th at Treehouse, Westport, Connecticut.
Right.
And then the 10th at Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, my tour is up on my website, robertkellylive.com. We have dates until January up there, so I'm coming your way. We got a fucking ton of dates. The True Story Tour is coming to you, so if you see it, go there and see if I'm coming to you. If I'm not coming to you, let me know. We'll try to book a show in your area. And like I said before, I got one guy email me today. I'm going to try to put local guys up. I'm not putting fucking 10 up, but I might put one or two up here and there. So if I'm coming to your town and you're a local comic, I'm not promising you anything, but if I can get you up, I'll give you five, 8, 10 minutes, whatever we got, because I want to support local comedy at these places that we're going to. And these are at the rock venues only, not the comedy clubs. The comedy clubs, they like to do things their way. But these rock venues that I'm playing, you know, but if you're going to fucking, you know, be on the show, better tell your goddamn friends about the show. Get all your people to come. Not that I'm saying it's a bringer show, but don't be a fucking asshole. What else? What else?
If you want to send some to the studio, 117 McDougal Street, care of 10012, care of Robert Kelly or the YKWD podcast.
Yeah. What else?
We got the app. Go buy the app. It's $1.99.
Here's the thing. I just filmed my first episode of One on One this morning with Dan Soda. I'm putting it on the premium members. It's going up for premium members only. It's video and audio that's going up for premium members only. It's me, Dan Soda, for around 40 minutes talking one on one. It was a really great interview. Here's the problem. I have all this crazy new shit. I have this camera that does 9 shots. I can sit there and do it. It's beautiful. It looks unbelievable. It's black and white video. It's 4K. It's in my shed. It's fun. It's hilarious. It's unbelievable. I love it, but I forgot to plug the mics in. So I have audio, but you can hear the fan every once in a while go... So I'm still going to put it up for premium members. It's very interesting. I'm going to be doing another one with Noam. I'm doing it. I got these one-on-ones coming out of my shed. Jack Vaughn from Comedy Central, a guy who started Comedy Central Records, now one of the head guys over Comedy Central, at Sirius Satellite. So these are going to be going up for premium members only. What is that? Go download the YKW podcast app for iTunes, off of iTunes.
It's Robert Kelly, You Know What Dude app.
Robert Kelly, You Know What? I love you, Lauren. Robert Kelly, You Know What Dude app for iOS device or Android devices. Download the app. It's free. And then join. It's $1.99 a month. You're going to be getting all the one-on-ones. You're going to be getting the Creeps with Kids show. And plus this show every week. And it's a way not only to get the original content that if you're not a premium member, you're not going to get, which is the one-on-ones. It's also a way to support the show. You know, you're supporting these guys, Deepu and Lauren and Scopo and myself. We bust our ass to put the show for the last 4 years. These guys for the last 3 years or 2 years. To put the show up for you guys every week. It's grown and grown and grown and grown. But if you want to support us, $1.99. Get the app, join up, become a premium member right the fuck now. It's under $2, you motherfucker. A month, not a day, a month. $2 a month, and you get all that stuff. And these shows are going up there. What else?
Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, well, you watch us on YouTube, hit the fucking subscribe button. Yeah. Like and share. Right,
Twitter,
people?
Facebook.
Yeah, we just had 5,000 viewers, subscribers last
week.
Wow, hey.
Does that mean we get to use the studios?
No, they actually changed that to 10,000.
You motherfucker, goddamn YouTube!
Really?
Yeah.
Subscribe and like.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, man. You guys are the best fans in the world. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Please don't attack me, Puck, the other guys on the show. I believe in women are stronger than men, and I believe women should take over the...
They are
God
the
bless
future.
Women and everybody.
You see this?
What?
Uh-oh, we got a thing. We got a post.
A post already?
Yeah.
No, not about us, but Kurt Metzger.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Uh-oh. All right, well, you're not a really fucking blow at the end of a show. You really are an anticlimactic.
This is pro Metzger.
All right.
It said Kurt Metzger is the devil. And he...
Read the fucking article.
I didn't read the article.
Hey, you two fucking dumb newcomers. I ended the show perfectly, and you yapping fucking ninnies. All right, guys. You guys are the best fans in the world. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.